ask West Virginia Commissioner of Public Health Rao Gupta how big of a deal this outbreak is, and he says pretty big. But your risk depends on several factors.
So it's very important to understand that there are certain groups of people that are at increased risk as opposed to the general population.
Up until this point, the outbreak in West Virginia has mostly affected people who are using illicit drugs, both injection and non-injection, people who are homeless or mobile, and those who have been recently incarcerated. Basically, hepatitis A, a contagious liver infection, is transmitted by food, water, or personal contact with an infected person. But unlike its cousins B and C, hepatitis A is not transmitted by needles, and it does not cause long-term liver damage, nor does it become chronic. But it can make you very sick, mimicking major flu symptoms and making the afflicted jaundiced.
We're seeing that about a little over 50% or a little over half the population who exhibit symptoms is having to be hospitalized.
And there's no real treatment. You just treat the symptoms. But there is a vaccine to prevent hepatitis A. More about that later. Although hepatitis A is not transmitted by needles, more than half of those infected with hepatitis A have also tested positive for hepatitis B or C. West Virginia is not the first state to report a hepatitis A outbreak. Michigan, California, and Kentucky have also been hit, although neither Michigan nor California saw as many cases as Kentucky and West Virginia. Kentucky's outbreak started in August of 2017, and 1,788 cases have been reported to date. West Virginia's outbreak began a few months later. John Law is the public information officer for the Kanawha Charleston Health Department.
We noticed our first case in January of this year. It has multiplied exponentially since then.
Since March of 2018, West Virginia has seen 1,318 cases, around half of which were in Kanawha County. By comparison, in 2017, West Virginia reported 6 cases of acute hepatitis A. Law says they're trying to get a handle on the outbreak by partnering with organizations that are already working with illicit drug users and those experiencing homelessness, such as Covenant House and the Free Clinic Health Right. Angie Settle is Health Right's executive director.
But as a collaborative effort, then we sent out a letter with the health department to all the shelters, et cetera, encouraging them to have every new client come through Health Right to have like a established physical, just to check them over and screen them for any kind of vaccinations and hopefully give them hepatitis A vaccine then.
She says they also went to some of the local recovery centers and did mass hepatitis A vaccinations. So far, Settle says, they've given close to 2,000 vaccinations, while the DHHR has distributed almost 24,000 vaccines statewide. So, do you need a vaccine? If you work in food prep or come in close contact with those at risk, it's probably wise. And if you don't, one of the best ways to protect yourself is just wash your hands. Reporting in Charleston, West Virginia, I'm Carol Lofton.